Hello, you are listening to On the Wind. I'm your host, Dave Tomasik, offering insights about people, places, and things that experience new beginnings. New listener or seasoned patron, I thank you for listening to On the Wind for February 2015, Season 5, Episode 46. On the Wind is hosted on Podbean at onthewind.podbean.com. Subscriptions are available through iTunes and all major RSS feed services. Links to the show notes and Facebook page are through the Podbean host site. Comments and suggestions are always welcome. Whoa! Season 5 is getting a late start. No excuses. Couldn't imagine you'd be interested. So, let's get started. Breaking news for On the Wind listeners. You should be made aware that the changing nature of the web and the complexity of web browsers has made some of the content of this podcast unavailable. Ubuntu version 14.04 and likely all up-to-date Linux operating systems, Chrome browser, and Apple products using the latest Chrome and Safari browsers on iOS 8.1.2 or above do not play the MP3 files I make available, as well as some AV links. If this affects you, the simplest thing to do for Ubuntu users, install the Firefox web browser and all materials will be available. For Apple users, install the free podcast reader from the App Store and subscribe to the iTunes feed of On the Wind. Text, links, and embedded photos will still be available to Ubuntu and Apple Chrome browser users. The somewhat disturbing changes in the browsers mentioned is not an issue for Windows operating system users. If you use Windows XP, Vista, 7, 8, 8.1, or most likely even the new 10, thank you for your patience. You should not notice any change in service at this time. In the last episode, Season 4, Episode 45, I mentioned my latest project car. Since then, I have had 120 or more hours of dirty, grimy parts extraction, cleanup, powder coating, painting, parts repair, and procurement, and oodles of research. Often, the people met along the way to making that dream car a reality is a major part of what makes the project worthwhile. It is for me. These are the people you would not ordinarily meet. Finding an individual who is heavily invested in Studebaker Avantes is a rarity, since there are likely less than 4,000 of those early 60s originals still around. And I found one. Actually, I found three. The Meyer family of Duncan Falls, Ohio, run two of the few service businesses devoted entirely to Studebakers in the entire world. Talk about being on the wind. Californians John and Betty Meyer started a part-time business in the 70s for repairing and selling parts for Studebaker cars, mostly Avantes. Studebaker had closed its doors on the automobile business in 1967. By the mid-1980s, John and Betty began to concentrate solely on Studebaker parts sales, turning over the repair business to their Avante expert and son, Mike. In researching parts that I needed for my project, it did not take me long to come up with the Meyer name. Starting with an email correspondence, then phone calls, and finally, since Duncan Falls is a comfortable day trip from the Mid-Mon Valley, parts, service, conversation, advice, and stories began to be traded in person. Sleepy Duncan Falls on the banks of the lazy Muskingum River is the home of one iteration of the American dream come true. The Meyers have put three lifetimes of effort into making two growing and successful businesses in a market for which the original producer has been out of business for nearly five decades. Meyer Studebaker is run by the nicest down-to-earth people you could hope to know, which in the collector car area is usually the case. They have a passion and they live it daily. I find that admirable. I invite you to listen to a little of the Meyer-Studebaker story in a recent conversation I had with Mike Meyer, Studebaker expert mechanic, and Avanti connoisseur. I'm with Mike Myers of Meyer-Studebaker. Mike, thanks for talking to On the Wind.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about Meyer-Studebaker. How do you survive in 2015 with a model that went out of business, what?
It's 1966. They quit making cars. And Dad's been collecting stuff ever since. Actually, a little bit before that, he liked the Avanti when it came out in 62, and he finally got his first Avanti in 68, I think.
He waited a long time.
Well, he didn't have the money. He had to make the money. He was right out of the Navy in 62, and he didn't have enough money to even sit in one, they said.
What did one cost, though, in 1962?
Close to $4,500, probably for a supercharged one if you wanted it. I think the base models were around $3,800 or so, something like that. Yeah, the business has grown from the 70s and 80s, and my sister was going to college in Northridge, California, and she knew a guy that was developing the internet at the college and helping with it, and so we were put on the internet back in the mid-80s when it first started, so that's one reason we are so busy. And we are in a Turning Wheels magazine that comes out once a month, and our ad comes out in there. So we get anywhere from 50 to 60, 70 phone calls a day. It has just gone crazy with all the word of mouth and then all the swap meets and zone meets and national meets we go to. We always put our word out that we do all this business and work on these cars. And yeah, it's never slowed down.
Absolutely amazing. I found you that way. My listeners know that I have an Avanti project in the works, and a friend of mine who owns a shop for rebuilding cars said he's a Studebaker owner. He has a 38.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, there's a couple of guys here that have parts to help you with your car. And I was one of your phone calls.
Right, yeah.
Your dad started this in the mid-60s, late 60s.
His actual kind of selling parts was in he started working on the cars, making money in Southern California after his regular job, working on Studebakers and Avantis, and he started collecting parts, and he was like, well, I don't have to get my hands dirty if I just buy and sell the parts. But he still worked on them up until the mid-80s or so, and then when I turned of age, of course, he handed the wrenches over to me, and I started tinkering when I was 8 years old, he says. And then I was seriously helping him by 14. I was really starting to help him. And then he bought me my Avanti when I was 15 and a half. And it had been sitting in a guy's backyard out there for 14 years.
In
California with a frozen motor. And it had been hit in the front end, damaged. But still, you can't complain when your dad buys you an Avanti at 15 and a half.
Heck no.
And it was supercharged. So I started working on it, and I think by about 17, 17 and a half, I had it on the road. It wasn't painted, but mechanically it was sound and good to drive. My Avanti has actually been a 20-year rolling restoration, I call it, because it finally got done in 2005 with a fancy paint job, powder-coated frame, fresh engine, all four-wheel disc brakes. I mean, just all the stuff you need to do to make them right run and go fast. So,
is it fast?
Yes, yeah. It's actually around a 13.63 and a quarter mile. That's been years ago, but that was my fastest time with my Avanti in the quarter mile with a four-speed.
And mine's a four-speed.
Right, yeah.
It's supposed to be a real runner.
Yeah, especially if it's got the 373 Posi in the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing something else?
When I was younger, I thought about it. But it's kind of hard to do when your dad is right here. You have all the parts you need to build any Studebaker you pretty much want to. And you don't have to work for anybody else. I don't have to listen to a boss or anybody else.
You are your own boss?
My own boss, self-employed, and the business just keeps coming. I've got four paint jobs right now to do. I've got another one coming from Canada, an R2 automatic Avanti that's turquoise this spring. Yeah, it's just crazy business.
So you have no lack of business. It seems like it's been growing and it's just
It's been steady for, 10, 12 years. When we first moved here from California in 95, 96, Dad wasn't sure if the word would get out and how busy I'd be, but the word definitely got out because I'm crazy busy.
Well, we're standing here in your shop, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Avanis.
At least.
In different positions of the repair. You've got Marks and
GT Hawk.
GT Hawks. All Studebakers, all for some sort of customer who's raring to go.
Right now I have an Avanti from Florida, one from Cincinnati, which is close, actually. I've got one from Memphis, Tennessee, that's been sitting just like Dave's for 30 years, since 1980. I've got one from Great Falls, Virginia, one from South Carolina, and one from Colorado.
They're all here.
And they're all here.
And that doesn't count yours.
Right, not our personal bodies.
And how many of the, just as a, what's the count for?
Somewhere around 14 or 15, I think.
Ever going to sell any of those?
Yes, actually, we have one sold. A 76 in the other garage is actually sold to go down to Georgia.
That's an Avanti 2.
An Avanti 2. And then we have a 63 that's pretty much done in Dad's garage, and it will be for sale. He has advertised it, but we haven't pushed issue yet. We haven't even driven the car, so we need to just, you know, get the final bugs. Yeah, break it in, get the bugs worked out of it.
I found out that even after you put it all together, you got to drive them a couple of hundred miles to shake out all the problems.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
It's just great that you guys are doing this business. Collector car business I think has been booming.
It does. It seems like you would think it would slow down every once in a while, every 4 or 5 years, like the economy. But people love their cars, their old cars, and they don't mind spending the money on them. I mean, it hasn't slowed down. I know our business of parts selling has grown pretty much almost every year consecutively for the last 10 years or so.
And we're talking Avanti and Studebaker parts in general.
That's it.
Where do you get a lot of your parts?
A lot of them we have remanufactured, but also we scour swap meets. We go to Studebaker swap meets, national meets, and zone meets, and there's always stuff for sale there. So we're always finding stuff there. We buy parts cars for cheap. Usually we try and get them, you know, $500 to $1,000, $1,500 for parts Avanti or parts Studebaker. And we part them out, clean the parts up, and then they're on the shelf ready for sale. There's many ways to get parts, but also we have a supplier out of California, and they deal with Wagner, Felpro, you know, all the big companies that do all the brake cylinders and brakes and all the power steering hoses. Stuff you got today was from them. So they have a huge catalog, and they're getting up there in age too, and I'm afraid I don't know what's going to happen when they...
Their family business?
Yeah, their family business also. And they started back in the mid-80s, I think, or early 80s. There's only about 5 to 10 major suppliers of Studebaker parts in the U.S. We all deal with this company in California that deals with all the major big companies. It's pretty good that way. So the parts, I mean, we haven't had a real problem of getting parts. Because any of the metal stuff, we can have a metal fab shop make for us. There's all the different ways of making parts and keeping them alive to put back on the road.
Thanks for taking the time to explain what you do, and thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
An enthusiast to another.
Yeah, it's been a long haul, but yeah, it's just crazy. You never know what car's going to come in when.
Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk with us on the way.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Well, that's all the time for this episode. Please leave your impressions at the Make a Comment link at onthewind.podbean.com or on the Google site archive. Thank you for listening. Until next month, keep flying. And remember, your next move is already on the wind.